Welcome back. I know I've been gone for a long time. I am so sorry about that. It's actually been almost a year. It'll be a year in May. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I missed you guys so much. Oh my God, I had a lot of great things happening and a lot of movement and just things I've been working on, projects I've been working on that's taking my time. So I am back. And I welcome you all back. Thank you for coming back. If you're new, thank you for listening. Today I'm talking about, and I'm a member of a group on Facebook. And it's about witchcraft, of course. And there are some who are Wiccan in there. And they ask questions that they are confused about in relation to traditional witchcraft. And so I offer my assistance in clearing a lot of it up. And at the end of this podcast, I have a fun little thing where I am going to leave you with a website that you can check out. I've been on it and I like it. I approve it for traditional witches. If you are Wiccan, you will find something on there for you as well. But my focus on this podcast is for traditional witches or ancestral generational witches. And that means ancestral generation witches goes back to traditional witchcraft, not Wicca, because Wicca was created less than 100 years ago, and traditional witchcraft has been around for many centuries. Okay, so that's just a difference. I'm not saying that one is better than the other. Okay, so I'm going to start off with clearing. This podcast is going to be about, you know, clearing up some misconceptions that might be confusing you, even if you are a traditional witch. So we got wands, magic wands, athames, which is the knife that Wiccans use, or it could be any type of symbolism for cutting is basically what it is. The besom, which is the broom, which is used in casting circles. Are they Wiccan? They're actually quite universal. They are tools. And Wicca religion and religion is known for its tools that they use for setting their sacred spaces. And so wands, even though Wicca talks about wands and athames and chalices and besoms and all kinds of other stuff, that's not Wiccan. Okay? That's witchcraft. It's not even belonging to the church or Christianity, because pagans had it before the church, which came around within the Roman Empire. And so they're older than the church. And so Wiccans are known for using these things ceremoniously in their religion. And that's why they claim that it's Wiccan, but it's not. It really is universal. Are solitaries only Wiccan? No. Being a solitary practitioner of magic does not mean you're a Wiccan. People practice magic privately by choice or were forced to do so in secrecy. They were solitary. This is back in the Salem witch trials that I'm referring to. But there have been solitaries long before that. And the Salem witch trials happened long before Wicca even came around in the 1950s. Are circles Wiccan? No, they're not. Circles are actually traditional witchcraft. Things that belong to traditional witchcraft. That's something that doesn't even belong to like Christianity or Buddhism and stuff like that. It actually really is indicative of traditional witchcraft because witches set their sacred space. You have to be spiritually wise when you're practicing witchcraft, and this is part of those safeguards. And the end of the whatever you chant and invocation and devocation, yes, that's the same as what you hear about in church. But at the end, marry me, Mary part, blessed be. That's Wiccan. That's what they say. That's what they say. But just because Wiccans say that doesn't mean that they're the only ones that can use it. Okay? It does not mean that they're the only ones that can use it. I'm not saying that they are saying that, but, you know, a lot of people are getting that just because Wiccans, the religion is so exclusive. Like, they're by themselves in a corner somewhere. And so that lends to a lot of confusion in our witchcraft community. Are covens and churches the same? Yes, and here's how. Well, they both covens and churches have invocation, opening, and devocation, closing. So, especially if you go to a traditional church, you're going to hear, let the doors of the church be open. They say a chant, or they will call it a prayer or Apostles' Creed. And churches have been doing that for centuries, and Wiccans have adopted that with their Wiccan Read. Which is basically the golden rule, and ye harm none, do what ye will. But there's one that just has a whole chant to go along with it. It's actually quite nice. Let's see, and they both close with a devocation. Doors of the church are closed. They both draw down. And I think I first heard of the term many years ago, drawing down the moon. I believe it was from Silver Ravenwolf. I cannot talk today. And I looked up fairly recently, last year. I wanted to go over that again in the whole process within the circle. And what it is that the high priestess with the circle members, the witches around her, or him, could be a priest, does a spiritual chant or incantation to draw down the power of the moon. Like the moon is the goddess. The moon does, it affects us, our moods, the movement of water, the oceans, the seas, all that stuff. It's a lot. And so that power is drawn down into the high priestess or the high priest, and is encouraged to take over the high priest or high priestess, and whatever information is given is gleaned from that is given, the witches within the circle are blessed with that, and the energy of the moon is allowed to freely take over, flow through the person who has invoked it. And it could be, person could break out dancing, running, whatever, or just speak, maybe speaking really, really fast or something, or very calm and peaceful, just however it presents itself to the person who invoked it. And so that's the same thing that churches do when they invite the Holy Spirit into the church, and people catch the Holy Spirit and they jump and run around freely and they hoop and holler and all that kind of stuff. It's the same thing. It's the same thing when they're when the pastors of these churches, in their sermon, they get blessed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit puts a fire in their bones, so to speak, and they just go on a rant in the pulpit. It's the same thing. So let's see. They both use candles and incense magic to cleanse and bless. Normally, what you're going to see in a church are white candles being lit at the beginning of service. In some churches and in the Catholic Church, you're going to get the incense that clears and clears the space, makes it holy. It does this around the practitioners to help, bring a peaceful calm. And that's what people don't understand with the Catholic Church, is that it's calm. It's the way it's calm, it's peaceful. And it doesn't mean that the Catholic people call the Catholic Church boring, but really it's not. It's not boring, because if you think about it, and this is where Christianity is so confused, is that they say that the Holy Spirit is the Prince of Peace, but when they have that peace, they say it's not the Holy Spirit, it's just boring. So I don't know what the heck to do with that. I'm going to leave that hot mess alone. So they both do offerings to their deities. Offerings can be money. They do money offerings. They do communion. Holy communion is an offering. In witchcraft, we might offer food or wine or something to the elements or to the gods or god or goddess, if you only recognize one, either or both. They both do chants and incantations. They openly perform spells. Churches openly perform spells. The spells they perform are called prayers. And yes, they do have a book of shadows within their Bibles, because the Bibles are the, I'm laying it down here, the Bible is the biggest spell book there is. There are some differences also. Like, churches believe in the devil. Witches don't believe in the devil. We do know, however, and this is where spiritual wisdom comes in, we do know that there are negative energies and entities that are different. Entities are different than energies. And I touched on some of that in my previous podcast. And we believe in that, but we don't believe in the hellfire and brimstone hell. Hell is actually something that you have created. Hell is man-made in your psyche, in your mind, in how you treat people, and that negative karma comes back to you. Stuff like that. So what I'm thinking about in the future is that I am going to start each podcast by opening a circle. I'm thinking about making this podcast my coven. And with you, my listeners, you don't have to join it. You don't have to, it's all in your intention. So by listening to me performing, opening, closing a circle, you're not automatically in it. You have to, in order to be in it, it's like with anything else, it's focused intention. If you focus your intention on being in it, then yes, you're in it. If you don't, you just listen to it. Listening to it is not going to kidnap you into witchcraft, okay? It's not going to kidnap you into the circle, okay? It can't do that without your permission, okay? So don't be fearful of that. And then we'll do some things within the circle, and we'll have some discussion topics, and then I will close the circle, and we'll be on our little merry way. Okay, so let's see, what else was I going to talk about? Oh, yes. Another thing that was perplexing some in the group were somebody had mentioned that they are a hereditary Wiccan. There is no such thing as being a hereditary Wiccan, because Wicca is, there's no heritage there. Okay, some of you might disagree, and I already know, but Wicca is not old enough to actually have a heritage. I mean, you really do need to be about maybe 1,000 years old, somewhere around there. You need to be pretty old to actually say that you are a hereditary or, you know, a generational. It has to span many, many, many generations. Wicca is just not old enough to do that. Like I said before, my grandmother, who's a witch, is older than Wicca. So let's see. What else? No, white magic is not Wiccan. And I already talked to you guys about eclectic witches, I think. Eclectic witches are not Wiccan at all. They are solitaries for the most part. They're not all solitaries. Only thing that would make an eclectic witch, which is a witch that pulls from different sources for her craft. It could be from various religions also. The only thing that really would make that eclectic witch Wiccan is her adhering to the Wiccan reed. And also she would recognize her deity in her craft. Basically, mainly is the reed that actually holds you in that Wiccan bond. And let's see. There's other things out there like green. People saying they're green witch, white witch, black witch, the hedge and all that other stuff. Those are just adjectives for the same thing, witchcraft. It's not necessarily Wiccan. That's like, you know, how they say that God has many names. What is it? Elohim. I can't really pronounce them. Adonai. And there's a whole bunch of names. People who wanted to have express what God means to them, they gave it a name that means something about God and how precious He is to them. And so these names just kept tacking on, just like in witchcraft when they started coming up with all these different types of witches you never heard of. Now there's over 1,000. Like what? It's the same thing in Christianity. They just keep tacking on these different names and different names and different names, saying this is the name, and then Christians get all confused and say, oh, these are all the names of God. And if right there in their Bible, it says, and in the, I think it is in Exodus, that when Moses went to the mountain at top, I think it was the mountaintop, there was a burning bush, and God spoke to him out of the burning bush, and then Moses eventually asked God what his name was, and he asked God several times, and then finally God said, I am, and then that wasn't an answer, because whose name is I am? So he asked God again through the bush, burning bush, and God said, I am that I am. And that was it. It wasn't no 100 different names, no Adonai, no none of that. So those are not the names of God. Okay, don't get twisted up in the Christian fiasco with that. Okay. If you hear somebody talking about that, baby, turn the other way. Because they are uninformed. They are ill-informed, I should say. So, I'm also thinking about doing a book of the month. I'm thinking about it. But I'm going, before I let you go, I'm going to give you a website. The URL for a website that I think is pretty cool. That I mentioned earlier. And it is, hold on, let me get it. I wrote it down. Oh, amagicalpath.co.uk. And magical is spelled M-A-G-I-C-K-A-L. That's how I spell magical also. Amagicalpath.co.uk. How I spell magical a lot of the time. Not all the times, but a lot of the times. And so check out her website. It's really nice. And even though she considers herself Wiccan, there's stuff on there for traditional witchcraft. Also, this is full of a lot of information, things I already know, but it felt good seeing somebody else actually disseminating, some good information. I haven't perused through her whole website. There's a lot on there. Interesting. Curl up next to your fireplace or in a good comfortable chair or however you get into your mood for reading and all that good stuff. And check out her website. Check it out. Give her a chance. Again, it is amagical, and magical is M-A-G-I-C-K-A-L path.co.uk. And y'all take care and be nice to each other out there. There's a lot going on in our world. And so I pray for peace. And over there and with you and with me. And within my environment, with your environment, and in the world, the universe as a whole. All right. Bye.